Yeah, man. Look at this big picture right here. Look at this. This is, check this out. Isn't that crazy?
What, so is it? So that's a black canvas, or you painted it black first?
It's I painted it black.
Okay.
I painted over it. It's been layered and several times.
To describe it to our listeners.
Oh yeah, we're on, right?
We are on.
Did you hit record?
I did.
Oh,
I didn't,
guys,
know you were
hey,
about
so
to show me a picture.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, welcome to the podcast, guys. Hey,
welcome to the Naeem Fossil Podcast, guys, where we're gonna show you, we're gonna talk about pictures you can't see.
Yes.
But it's awesome, man. You started painting. I noticed you set up a little space in your house. This looks like an outline of a person's face, and it honestly looks like your son.
Yeah, it is. It is totally. It's Asher. It's a ginormous piece. I mean, it's 3x5.
Really?
Not that big, but it's big enough. And yeah, it's gonna be a pretty cool picture. We probably should post it somewhere, right?
Yeah,
I should probably do that.
We can definitely post it they can have
it. It's not even done. I started at midnight with him.
This past, like literally last night?
Two nights ago. Yeah. Or two mornings ago. Is midnight?
Yeah, that would technically be morning. But
well, hey, I'm glad to be back. So let's talk about some things. This podcast, man, you threw out a cool idea about, what do you call it? Sneaker?
So the, it's
culture.
Called,
no.
Yeah. So sneaker culture, but there's a particular conversation about preachers and sneakers.
Preachers and sneakers.
That has
nice.
Kind of like taken over Instagram in a sense. Started as, I think, like a joke account.
Yeah.
But has completely exploded onto the scene. They have like 200,000 followers on this one page.
Dang. It's not all like Japanese companies or Chinese.
It is not. No, it's like...
dummy corporations?
No. It's just like this... There's people we know on this thing that people are posting pictures of and posting like price of sneakers. Not the people we know, but they've been
right
in photos with these people. But
You want to have a conversation about that?
Yeah. Well, I think that people are already talking about it.
Yeah, you did say that the last couple of podcasts were really heavy, not heavy, but they were just kind of weighty on
talked about parenting.
Yeah.
Talked about, you know.
That note, hello.
Yeah.
Parenting. Welcome to the world of parenting, my friend.
Yeah. Thank goodness we did those couple podcasts because.
Yeah. So how long has it been?
She turned. We had a girl.
Yes.
The last time we recorded, we didn't know what I was having. So, which, just to clarify again, we did not have a baby.
Yeah, we did not have a baby. Yes.
But we had a baby girl. She turned 3 on Wednesday this past week. So, depending on when. You know, this podcast post will probably be like closer to 4 weeks. Cause it's like 3.5 right now.
Wow.
So, it feels like it's been 2 days.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I feel like we were at the hospital like 3 years ago. Like I feel like I've had this baby for so long.
Maybe it's because all that sitting and just nursing. No,
yeah.
You don't nurse.
I'm not nursing, but...
You sure?
Yeah, it's...
Didn't you buy one of those things online?
I did one of those.
Those...
did not
those
do that.
Those milking...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Bras.
Did not do that. But I gave her first bottle this morning, and that was a moment. That
like,
was
what
cool.
kind of bottle? Like, whiskey? What are we talking?
Yeah, she had her tooth coming in, you know, so I rub a little bit on her gums.
That's an Italian way to do it.
It is.
That's it.
But it's her. Yeah, Veda Joy is her name.
That's so awesome.
Veda Joy, beautiful, healthy. Mom's great. Everything's great.
Awesome.
Excited.
Well, let's talk about the sneaker culture thing a little bit. So let me ask you, because I think you're obviously interested about it, and I think it is relevant in terms of like finding out like what is the deal when it comes to. Either churches, or pastors, or people in authority, or even people in nonprofits, mm-hmm. Organizations where they either live in, like they have nice things, or mm-hmm. not nice things, very expensive things.
Right.
Yet they live off the generosity of other people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a very valid question.
Yeah.
Obviously, you said this guy or this person started this.
Yeah, and
Instagram.
I don't personally know. Who it is?
Right.
I don't think he really posts much. He started a podcast himself.
Oh, okay.
But
we know it's a he.
Yeah, it's a guy.
Definitely
a guy. Because I think I've seen him post something like on his podcast. Like he'll post about his podcast.
Right.
I could be totally wrong, but I haven't looked too much into it because, I mean, I try not to like follow too close to it. I don't know. I'm not trying to get like.
I think it's a good conversation though. You love sneakers, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, you are a sneakerhead. I would say.
I was at one. I'm like a recovering. Sneaker addict.
You work where?
I worked at Finish Line in college, and honestly, when I first started working there, I had no idea anything about like sneaker culture. Like I would buy a pair of Nikes from, you know,
whatever,
or, like Payless, that just pair of white Nikes, or I like wore Vans a lot and stuff like that, just like casual sneakers.
Now, are Vans sneakers?
I think so. Yeah.
I think that's
well, I've got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers. You know, you ever hear that?
No, I have not heard that.
Oh, man.
Just so you know, like, my context is I grew up in the desert
right.
where we didn't have shoes.
Got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers. All right.
That is a song?
Yeah, it's a little jingle.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry, listeners.
Yeah, so I had no idea about sneakers. I actually got made fun of when I worked at Finish Line for the first pair that I bought with my discount, like by my manager. He's like, you're going to use your discount on those? It was like just a pair of like Air Jordans, whatever. But he's like, you know, you got these retros coming out tomorrow. You could use your discount on. So like retro All Jordans right. to like.
So he got you into the culture.
Yeah, so like working
he
there.
He shamed you into it.
Yeah, and like what really got me into it was, you know, it blew my mind that on a Saturday morning I'd have to come in at 7 a.m. to a sneaker store that didn't open till 10 to manage a line of people that would line up all the way down the block waiting for this shoe to come out that there was only 30 of, and there'd be a line of 300 people hoping that they could somehow get their size. And then, you know, I'm like sitting there and my manager's like, do you want me to set one aside for you? And I'm like, looking at all these people like, yeah,
you're right.
I can resell this for way more than it's worth.
Have you done that several times?
Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, like a lot of the shoes that I own, and I'm, you know, probably like.
How many shoes do you own?
At one point I had way more. And
what
honestly,
is way more?
I think at the most I had like 50 pair, which is a lot. But at the same time, I knew people. That
just
I,
sneakers.
Just like Jordans and Nikes.
Oh.
And maybe like some, you know. Higher, like more rare, like Vans that I would incorporate into that like collection that I would say aren't just like an everyday shoe. Like
okay,
I had
okay.
50 pair of shoes at one point that were like in the box, not worn.
And you actually have a pair of shoe, a couple of pairs of shoes you've never worn.
Yeah,
like in the box.
Yeah, like,
with the labels on.
Actually, just one pair now.
Just one pair.
Just one pair now.
And how long have you had it for?
I bought them in 2000, I think 2012 when they came out. It was a pair of Jordan Retro 11s. They were like the
So what's the math
gift
there?
Of flight.
8 years?
Something like that, yeah. It was like the all baby blue. They're like Carolina blue. And like it's my favorite color, and it's like my favorite Jordan. And I don't even know if they're like worth
it. But they're shoes.
Yeah, they're shoes. Yep.
And they're not going to wear them.
It was a pack of, it was a two. It was like two came in one box. Two pair of shoes came in one box.
Okay.
You took a video of the one I was wearing the one day when we were in Notre Dame.
Oh, right,
But the other pair I have not worn.
Okay, okay.
The package was $500 for two shoes.
Oh.
Yep.
Holy.
And I was in college at the time, so it was like, I don't know. It was like I worked at this shoe store.
All I heard it was you got shamed into this culture.
Yeah.
And now you're in it.
I'm in it. Well,
you're not,
I was
you're not in it.
I haven't bought a pair of.
Yeah, because like now you have priorities. You got a baby girl.
You have a baby.
And she's going to be in college in like.
Yeah.
You know, in a couple of years. Not really.
Hopefully not.
No, hopefully
a couple
not.
Couple years because she is 3 weeks old.
So let's talk about this a little bit. Like, so you are. What do you think? Like, why are we having this conversation? It's because I think some people are going, okay, you guys have totally lost it. Like, why are we talking about this?
Yeah.
But the idea of, you know, buying or spending or having expensive things,
mm-hmm.
you know, here's, you know, should Christians own,
right?
You know, if Jesus didn't have a place to lay his head, you know, where, you know, Jesus implied that, mm-hmm. you know, he was... You know, in that season of his life, he was just moving around a whole lot and all that. You know, there's people who would say it's not right. Other people would say, and they would take the scriptures and turn them around and say, actually, Jesus did have all kinds of wealth, and he did all. You know, there's always like this idea of like, no, he was rich, or no, he was poor, or mm-hmm. I don't even think that's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's the question at hand, and. I'm not even sure if the question is, should we buy expensive things?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not even sure that is the question at hand. I do know that the point, the sneaker preacher, what'd you call it?
It's called Preachers and Sneakers.
Preachers and Sneakers is a conversation not really to showcase anything but the fact that there are these preachers who are taking people's money and spending it on expensive shoes. Like, that's pretty much
that's like the ballpark image that they're painting.
Right.
Which I honestly, I don't know how I feel when I watch, like, when I look at some of the posts they make. You know, they're like posting like people wearing Gucci belts and like, you know, Gucci leather jackets that are $3,600 and all this stuff, which, you know, that's like next level, like on top of a pair of sneakers that's $200.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm not, and I'm not saying I know where that person got that jacket. Maybe it was gifted to them. I don't know. Also, like I said, when I bought my 250, like there's been shoes on the site that retailed for less than some shoes that I would wear.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I bought them when I worked in college and I made enough money to like buy those, and that's what I wanted to
do. Right, right.
So for someone to like take a picture of me and post it, not that they would, and say, oh, look at, you know, him on this platform and wearing someone else's like money on his feet. And it's like, well, you don't know when I bought that. I don't know when these people bought these. I don't know how long they've had them. And it's not the case for everything. So I honestly, like, I'm on the fence with like how I even like feel when I view this stuff. But I figured that'd be a great time to like talk about it.
And I think it's a great conversation because it's broader. And on the flip side of it, so I've been in like church work, ministry work for 20 plus years, and and so the culture, I mean, the conversation, I should say, that we, and I say we, preachers, pastors, have had is this idea of, okay, so what do can we do? And so I came from a church background in terms of like when I first came to Christ and started working in the church, and is that it wasn't really flashy, you know?
Yeah.
And so there were these sayings, hey, you can't, you know, you can wear it, but don't drive it. Like, as in, you can live in it or don't drive it. Like, it's like this, you can buy a really expensive house or a good house, and but just don't drive a car that comes across like you have, like you're, like it's, you know, oh, that's where my tithe goes.
Yeah.
Car. And then some people would say, oh yeah, but then, you know, you can drive it, but not wear it. Like, don't walk around with, you know, Gucci stuff and name brand, high end name brand stuff. And so, and then there are people who go to the extreme. They go, you know what? I don't even care. And I'm going to do whatever it takes. And then you get the hyper extreme where it's like, no. God is for us. The riches of heavens are for us. And so we need to get all the Gucci's and all the cars and all the Gucci's, man. And let's get all the planes and just go hyper.
Yeah.
And so it's like this. But then they justify it, and then other people justify it. And then the problem is this tension of like living in this idea of like, is it okay for me to do this? And I got to be honest with you guys. I mean, I feel this and I don't have all the Gucci's, you know, I don't even like the brand as much or not really.
We're never getting a Gucci sponsorship for the podcast.
Never. Sorry, Gucci. I love you. So I don't know where my limit is, you know, like I like fashion. And so people look at me and they go, man, this guy's into clothes. And I know he spends money on clothes, but they don't know. They don't know that, number one, I don't really wear name brand stuff. But yes, I would be, I like fashion, you know? So, but then it's like, oh yeah, he's vain. In my head, the thoughts are, he's vain. Not that I have buying name brand stuff, but now I'm getting into the quote unquote, the world. And so if other people, friends of mine who like, they really love Nikes, or they love the fact that they're, you know, these designer Nikes or these custom Nikes or these, what do you call it, limited edition Nikes, and they love the fact that they have them. I mean, I can judge them too, you know?
Yeah.
So I think the conversation is, what are we trying, why, number one, why are we judging? Like, because when you start moving towards that direction, then you begin to teach yourself to judge people.
Yeah.
So you don't stop with shoes, you stop with... You don't stop anything. You stop at everybody's behavior. So now you have an opinion, and you teach yourself to have an opinion on everybody's behavior.
Yeah.
on everybody's life. And that's a slippery slope, because then it becomes, do you want to take that? That's a call.
Sorry, bro.
It's hey,
on silent.
Maybe it's your wife, bro. And
it's
she's
not.
Okay, it's not. All right. Then. But
it's my flashy iPhone over here.
It's a flashy iPhone. It's your Gucci iPhone.
Yeah.
But then it goes into, like, I judge people. I judge people's spirituality based on their behavior and not on their character.
Mm-hmm.
And that can get really scary, because if we just stop right now and look at what we're wearing right now, we're not wearing all the Gucci's, right? But this level of wealth is not common in the rest of the world.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I remember a guy who came from Sri Lanka, a pastor friend of mine, who visited my house, and I have a detached garage.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember he walked in, and I've been to his house, and he was in my house, and my house is not extravagant by any means. And then he looked at the detached garage, and he said, "Who lives there?" And I was like, "My cars." And I'm thinking, that's bigger than half of his house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he had one room with, you know, that it. So
right.
It's all perspective, isn't it?
It is.
And for him to go back and go, my goodness, Naeem is.
He's killing it. He's got a detached garage. He's got a house for his cars.
Right. He has a house for his cars.
Yeah.
But if he learns to act like that, then you have the people, followers of Jesus, looking at people in other parts of the world going, yeah, and they're full of, they're greedy. And no, they're greedy. No, they're greedy.
Yeah.
No, they're greedy. I think that's a slippery slope. But I do feel that there is a, there's a tension to manage right here.
There's a conversation there. But honestly, I think one of the big issues that I think I have with it is the other thing people don't take into consideration is it's not like because you're a pastor or a leader that you have no other form of income. Like, you can write a book.
Right.
You can have a spouse that
can paint.
You can paint. You can be an artist. I customize sneakers. So,
yes, that's true.
Am I supposed to customize sneakers and not know anything about sneakers? You know what I mean? So there's just so much that goes into it. Yet it's so easy to look at a post, immediately judge that person for, you know, not having their priorities right, or whatever the judging factor is there. There's just so much that, like, goes into it. And I think it's honestly, sometimes I think it's kind of shallow.
Yeah. You know, there is a passage in scripture where the writer says that God hears the thing. And he says it. And I love what he says. I believe it's in Proverbs. And he says, give me neither riches, or don't allow me to be poor. Mm-hmm. He says, basically, if I'm poor, I'll steal and I'll figure out a way to get what I need. But if I'm rich, I'll forget your name. You know, I'll forget who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I realized that that someone was praying, God, just, I know me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not really a good poor person, nor will I make a good rich person.
Yeah.
And I remember recently talking someone, I told them, I know me, and I won't make a good rich person. Because rich...
Well, you said that about yourself?
Yeah.
I've actually thought that about myself. I really wouldn't.
I wouldn't. And, you know, it's the same thing with riches and, like, wealth and power. Very few people can handle those things. And when you have a combination of those things, it's dangerous. In fact, if you look at Christianity, the history of Christianity, every time Christianity as an institution or religion gets power, it gets corrupt.
Mm.
Every time. And so you had the early church, first century church, start getting more and more influence and more power. And in fact, you know, when Rome declared that it was going to be a Christian, you know, society, you know, it was more and more power, more and more power. And the more power it got, the more corrupt it got. And for some reason, like the message of Jesus, it's just this, there's such a tension to it. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
But as soon as it gives you power in this world, that power can become take over, mm-hmm. just take over you. Yeah. You know?
Well, so like, is it kind of like a balance, come back to balance? You know what I mean? Like
people want to
go so far one way or right. the other. And it's like,
it's really a tension. You gotta, yeah. you gotta manage that.
Yeah.
Can't, you know, Andy Stanley, I think he coined the term like, problem to solve versus attention to manage. And Andy Stanley is a pastor, author guy. And he's, you know, like, we can solve the problem with these sneaker things. We could just say, okay, if you're a pastor, you cannot wear anything but, you know, New Balance. I don't even know.
No, they have some rough. Nice kicks out now, actually.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Some nice sneakers.
But you could say that, right. And you solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You can only make this much. You can only do this. Yeah. You can only do that. We've solved the problem.
Right.
But that's not really you haven't solved the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, you've heard another one.
The other thing, too, like coming back to the tension, is like the same preacher wearing a pair of sneakers
right.
could attract somebody to that church who says, oh my gosh, he's so flashy, all this stuff. But there could also be a kid that comes from the inner city that would do anything for those Jordans, look, see that guy and be like, oh, I can relate to him because I've worked hard for that pair of shoes.
Right.
Like when I first saw a preacher for the first time back in Pittsburgh wear a pair of Jordans on stage, I was like, oh, I kind of like felt like the whole representation
right.
thing. And like for me, that was the first time I ever seen that in a church.
Yeah, I think relatability and being able to identify with culture is the heart behind some of these guys mm-hmm. wearing this. Now, it just might be just they love fashion
right.
or they like nice stuff, which mm-hmm. is fine. But then also some would wear certain things to relate.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen guys and ladies go the other way with that. Like,
yeah.
they're like, we're just trying to relate. And I'm like, no, dude,
yeah.
what are you wearing? Like,
right.
that's not even you.
If it's like not you, then it's
not
an
even
issue.
You.
If you're doing it, if
right.
you're doing it, like, I don't even like this, but I know it's going to relate, then it's an issue.
Right.
And a whole nother reason for
yeah.
it being an issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure. And I think this conversation is really about like, you know, who are you going to judge?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, who are you going to judge? And are you good when it, would you make a good rich person?
Yeah.
You know, because if you're listening to this and the fact that you have the technology to actually listen to this, you are rich by the world's
yeah.
standards.
True.
Very
true.
Are you even really a good rich person? And how often do you judge mm-hmm. people? Because we can play those games.
Yeah.
You know, and I have looked at Instagram and have seen pictures of people or videos of pastors, and I'm like, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I can't stand the
yeah.
over the top,
yeah,
like you know, and I'm like, God, no.
Yeah.
But I got to stop
yeah.
because I don't want to train myself and my soul to be that person
yeah.
to go.
It's like a slippery slope.
Yeah, I do that. I look at those guys and roll my eyes, and then I just don't want to be that guy. So it's tough to kind of just go, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when it comes to giving, living off of the generosity of other people.
Yeah.
Because I've had people, like, I remember I got into a friend's Porsche, drove it in the parking lot, church parking lot, came back and parked it. And this person came out and they go, oh, that's where my tithe's going. And I had to quickly go, hey, that's not my car. It's not my car. I was just driving it. And I mean, I still remember it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this bothers me. I'm yeah. like, come on, guys. I was just driving the car, and now in my head, I'm thinking, great.
Yeah.
Now you're not gonna give, and now you think I'm driving. And then yeah. back of my head, I'm like, I really want to drive a Porsche.
Like,
like
if I got a chance.
Yeah, I really want to. Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
who doesn't? Like,
right.
I mean, come on. Like,
yeah.
So it's
a tension,
tough
yeah.
That's
a good word for it.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. I know that you're a huge sneakerhead yourself, right? So thanks for having this conversation.
I am not.
you got some fly custom Vans though that I saw. Those are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The white ones.
Yeah, I do. I like
yeah.
those.
And you got a nice pair on right now too.
I thought I was like the guy who couldn't wear wear Vans.
Really?
And I put them on because of my son. And then like, man, I think I like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this is my third pair I have now. Mm. I just showed you the black on black on black.
They're nice. Black on black on black.
Yeah. I really like them a lot. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do like a thing on Instagram, and we'll ask people to tell us their favorite kind of shoes.
Yes. Let's do that.
We want to hear from you guys. Start thinking awesome. If you're listening to this.
Awesome. Guys, so I hope this podcast was worth a listen. If not, you know, we got good ones and we got bad ones.
Yeah, and if you haven't heard about this conversation, check it out, because you might be kind of shocked or you might have an opinion and all that stuff. So let's keep the conversation
going. And I think the question is, so how judgy are you? Mm. How judgy are you?
How judgy are you?
And are you going to be would you make a good rich person?
Yeah, that's it.
Cool. Awesome. Signing out, I guess.
Awesome. Yeah. We'll catch you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Continue to support us. We would love you for sharing, subscribing, liking, all of the above. Follow us on Instagram at Naeem Fazel, at Vinny.Candelore. Check out NaeemFazel.org for all kinds of stuff, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yes, yes.
And that's it.